Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The mood is subdued but comforting.
Jim, Patrick the intern in the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my September new music picks. My first pick is Look Down on Us by Manchester band Maruja, I think that's how you pronounce it, from their album Pain to Power. Last month I picked an album by Irish band Runes, and I mentioned that was quite eclectic and kind of all over the place, and I have to say this album, Pain to Power, is even more so. It's kind of a mixture of post-rock, kind of hip-hop, free jazz, kind of experimental music. Yeah, there's a lot going on here on this record, and in some ways that could be to its detriment as well. The band is your traditional drums, guitar, bass band, but with a permanent saxophone player, and that's where the free jazz and avant-garde experimental sides kind of mixes into the music. I think it works really well on this song. Other songs not so much, but look, it's definitely a really, really interesting listen, this record. Look Down on Us is one of the more straight-ahead rock songs, but it has a saxophone on top of it, which gives it that really different vibe.
Selfish favors, I teach what I am able and seek more than I'm told to. We are self-fulfilling prophecies, yeah, I should get willing. See the burning in your eyes, that's the type of life I'm living. Over cautious pride of waste, they're full of fucking horseshit. On the fourthly, smiling hard, like the frown of their extortion. I go hard, I got no water, I got no grace. There's genocide abundant, we all just turned away and sold for a bargain. Lap it up like dogs, hear them barking. The cunning isn't so you're a target. Come back to manage our emotions. Corporations profit hard, they cackle like some vultures picking bones through their teeth. Caught between the meat, see the blood dripping down to the clothes on their feet. Self-deceiving on a bleeding, there's a liar in the devil. Through the smoke, the fire breathing, leave you nothing but disheveled. What? The red pores, bludgeoning in the truth. Tepid and it's flaky, evidence and proof. Politicians snaky, stuck inside a loop. When it's money over mind, there will never be a truth.
Look down on us.
My second pick is Rubish by Irish band New Dad from their latest album, Alter. I think this album, Alter, is definitely a step up from their previous album, Madra. It was good, but it didn't really get there for me. It definitely seems more confident and sophisticated compared to the last record. It's a really great mix of kind of dark songs with lush arrangements. They've taken the dark brooding songs and added definitely more guitars, and they've created denser arrangements and with a lot more interesting sounds happening. It's definitely a record I need to spend a bit more time with, but I'm enjoying it so far. One more thing before I go. Jim, you mentioned that Shadow have been barking a lot recently. So has my dog. She is a corgi and they are savage barkers though, so could be that she's just being a nutbar, but yeah, my dog too. Maybe there's something in the air. Who knows? And on that note, I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, and fellow rocking suburbanites. This is Bob Peterson calling with my September new music picks. My first choice is from Jeff Tweedy and his new release, Twilight Override. And it's a massive release. It has a 3-LP set featuring 30 songs clocking in at just under 2 hours. And I don't have too many 3-LP studio releases other than Sandinista. And let me just say, Twilight Override is nothing like that. Whereas Sandinista is quite experimental and hopping through multiple genres with exciting highs and some occasional missteps, Twilight Override is much more cohesive and it firmly stays in the pocket of mid-tempo acoustic numbers. And really, there is no filler or missteps on this album, but there aren't the soaring highs either. This is an album that's really meant to be listened to closely and immersively. Otherwise, it's just going to come off sounding like breezy folk songs, which it did to me when I just had it on in the background. But when I listened to it closely, I realized that despite the narrow dynamics, it has a variety of moods and textures with a smoldering intensity that never lets up. The band, which features his sons Sammy and Spencer, as well as others, play really tight-knit, yet understated. They really show a lot of restraint. And as I mentioned, it's mostly an acoustic album, but there are quite a few jagged guitars, strings, and female vocal harmonies that weave in and out of many of the songs. Overall, the mood is subdued but comforting. Overall, I really think this album sounds like autumn to me. And I think it would appeal to diehard Wilco fans, especially if they like Wilco's more introspective stuff like Schmilko and Ode to Joy. For the casual Wilco fan, I'd say give it a shot. I think if you really listen closely, you're going to appreciate it. And those who don't like Wilco, well, it's not for you. I don't think the song's going to change your mind about Jeff Tweedy. But I think it's worth checking out. The song I want to feature is called Betrayed, which is probably one of the more upbeat and twangy selections on the album. Betrayed. My second pick is from the band Tchotchke and their second release called Playing Dumb. The band is a trio from New York City featuring three young women who revel in 60s pop. Their newest album is produced once again by Brian and Michael Daddario from The Lemon Twigs, who share their love of 60s pop. The song I want to feature is called Poor Girl, which sounds like a combination of girl group harmonies combined with Beach Boys pop sensibilities. Well, those are my two picks for September, and I look forward to hearing everybody else's picks. This is my go-to source for new music, and it's never too late to discover new music, and you're going to discover it sooner on Rockin' the Suburbs. Thanks again, Jim and Patrick, and remember to tune into my show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, Midlife Crisis, every Thursday at 3 or 4 Eastern. Thanks again.
She's a corgi and they are savage barkers though, so...